I'm here in the new Explore York City Library. I'm with David, who's from Aviva. So David, could you introduce yourself, please, and explain why you're down here today?
Yeah, sure. My name is David Schofield. I work for Aviva in corporate responsibility, which used to be associated with doing no harm. But these days, we're about doing some good in our communities. And this project, in terms of redeveloping the library into an Explore Centre, and also a whole host of money workshops that we've put out around the city, have been part of a public-private partnership that we've done with York Council called Learn and Thrive. So it's a bit of a... It feels like a birth. It feels like coming to the birth of your baby. We've been working on this project for about 18 months, and it's been tremendous to be here for a sneak preview.
So what sort of community benefits do you think people might get from using the library and from some of the resources that have been developed in tandem with Aviva?
That's a really good question, and it's something we've been really careful to do as a project, is to make sure we kind of track and measure those, because we love this model of working together to roll out across the country. The kind of things we're looking at, we think it's going to drive much more use of the central library. When we saw the council redevelop Acom Library to an Explore Centre, it tripled the footfall. So you could be looking at 1 million-plus people a year coming through the doors here, which makes it one of York's best attractions, unbelievably. So I think that's fantastic, because when you look at what's on offer here, it's not just a tremendous selection of books, it's not just access to IT, kids' facilities, it's the media rooms, the facilities to do audio, video, it's the learning centres, it's the Pilates, it's the whole rounded offer to the community, which I think, you know, could really become one of the most valuable assets that the community's got in York.
Yeah, because, I mean, Aviva's got a really high profile. It's in a big building that's hard to miss. How do you think the involvement in projects like this will reflect positively on Aviva as an organisation that's not just there to sell?
Yeah, another really good question. We'd like to be more than just a building you walk past regularly. We've just rebranded, as you know, last year from Norwich Union to Aviva. We're the fifth largest insurance company in the world, the largest in the UK. We can easily run the risk of becoming some sort of faceless corporate, because that's how people see these big organisations. Actually, Aviva's just a bunch of people like me and many others who've volunteered as part of the Learn and Thrive project who care about this stuff. So I think it's a tremendous benefit to us, but it's actually what our people want to do. They want to give back in the communities that we operate in. And we do all sorts of things around the community in York.
So what sort of commitment have Aviva put in terms of monetary value? Because some people might be interested in that aspect and might say, well, you know, get through the wishy-washy stuff. What have they actually put into it?
Yeah, no, I'm more than happy to talk openly about that. So we put £250,000, and that was the initial investment in... redoing the library and transforming it. And actually what that did was leveraging all sorts of other investment, because people saw it was a serious project with some serious capital already invested, and that helped it become £1 million-plus project. So we're really proud of that. And we also put some money into the financial capability workshops and one-to-one budget coach training that we've done right through the city. And also loads of our people volunteer as part of this project as well. So it's a big investment, both in terms of money, time, passion and talent. Yeah.
And to go back to what you were saying about the fact that at the end of the day, it's just people doing their jobs to the best of their ability. Having met you for the first time, you're a sound guy. What do you like about the library as an individual, you know, aside from being an Aviva employee?
Yeah, sure. And I think I'm keen to be seen. We're all people, aren't we? Just because you work for a council or a corporate or a startup enterprise like yourself, you know. But I love getting out a good book. I love Graham Greene novels. I love factual stuff. I love all sorts of things. And I just think it's a really stimulating environment. I've got a kid, 4.5-year-old daughter called Jasmine, who is really getting into reading in a big way at the moment. But I like the fact that the new media is here, because more and more on a business level, on a personal level, you know, I exist in this massive global virtual world. And the fact that York can participate more fully in that virtual global world because of this, I just think that's tremendously exciting.
Thank you very much for your time, David. We'll be speaking to Fiona Williams, who's head of libraries, very soon, and who will be giving us some information on how the library actually feels and looks and how it's changed and how people will enjoy using the space.
Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.